Good morning, it's Friday, January 14th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect cloudy skies with a daytime high of 49 degrees and an overnight low of 38 degrees. Saturday and Sunday looked mostly cloudy with daytime temperatures in the high 40s and overnight temperatures in the high 30s. Drivers might run into lane and ramp closures on the Tacoma Narrows Bridge next week. The Washington State Department of Transportation plans to do work on Good to Go tolling equipment starting Tuesday. That means all eastbound drivers will need to go through the toll booths Tuesday night and early the next morning. Crews will close the 24th Street Northwest on ramp to State Route 16 at 8 p.m. and three lanes at 10 p.m. January 18th. A WASH.News release said everything will reopen at 4 a.m. January 19th. Authorities are investigating the death of a person found after a trailer fire in East Pierce County. South Pierce Fire and Rescue crews were called just after 2 a.m. Thursday to a rural road southeast of Edenville. Sheriff's Department spokesperson Sergeant Darren Moss said the fire burned most of the trailer. The person found dead hasn't been identified and the cause of the fire is not yet known. State health officials warn that COVID-19 breakthrough cases are increasing in Washington, though vaccines continue to provide protection. A Department of Health news release said breakthrough cases recently increased 43%. The state counts a breakthrough case if a person tests positive with a PCR or antigen test and received their final vaccine dose over 2 weeks prior. The state believes the increase is related to a record-breaking surge in disease activity. The more transmissible Omicron virus variant dominated the recent wave in infections after its detection in early December. Since then, cases skyrocketed and strained local hospitals. The newer variant appears to evade vaccine immunity more than previous variants, but vaccines and boosters still effectively lower the risk of hospitalization and death. It's a grim COVID-19 milestone. Washington Department of Health data shows the state reached at least 1 million cases since the start of the pandemic. The state recorded 17,464 new cases Wednesday and added 75 deaths since Monday. Totals hit 1,009,187 cases and 10,103 deaths. U.S. Census data estimates Washington's population at about 7.7 million people. The DOH shows 63% of the state is fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Nationwide, 62.7% of the population is vaccinated according to the CDC. Hospitals across the state are stretching dangerously thin because of COVID-19. The overflow of patients seeking care during the latest surge is hitting the highest levels ever reached in the pandemic. It's happening during a serious blood shortage, which further restricts medical procedures. Washington State Hospital Association Executive Vice President Dave Briley said Thursday that hospitalizations are currently at an average of 1,800 for the past week, exceeding the previous high of 1,700 in September 2021. Officials pointed to a multitude of factors. More staff out sick or who are no longer working, patients not in full emergency mode showing up for COVID tests or treatment, and a backlog of patients that hospitals are unable to place in other facilities. Some Pierce County school districts are changing their COVID-19 quarantine guidelines. Those include shortening the duration of isolation and quarantine periods. Districts including Tacoma, Bethel and Sumner Bonnie Lake shared the changes with families this week. Students who test positive must now isolate at home for at least 5 full days regardless of their vaccination status, compared to the previous 10 days. They can return after 5 days since the onset of symptoms or a positive test. Students identified as close contacts with someone who tests positive must quarantine 5 days unless they're vaccinated with no symptoms. Those who aren't vaccinated must quarantine for 10 days. The State Department of Health and Tacoma Pierce County Health Department recently recommended the changes already supported by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. A burglary suspect accused in a police standoff at a shopping center, Graham, is now in custody. The Pierce County Sheriff's Department said the man was inside a business about 6:45 a.m. Thursday at the Graham Town Center and wouldn't come out. The shopping complex is near 224th Street East and Meridian Avenue East. Sheriff's Department spokesperson Sergeant Darren Moss said the man was inside the ceiling of the strip mall and moving around over multiple businesses. Deputies convinced the suspect to climb down after about 3 hours. The future of Bonnie Lake's Parks and Recreation Program isn't ending, but it is changing. Concerns about the program came after the city ended its interlocal agreement with the Sumner Bonnie Lake School District during a city council workshop on January 4th. The two made a deal in 2017 that gave administration of the recreation program to Bonnie Lake. The agreement expires on August 31, 2022. The city's move to end the deal means the school district will run the program going forward. Bonnie Lake will discuss what changes staff will recommend the school district make at a January 18 council workshop. Public comments are only taken during meetings and not workshops, but people can still send letters to the council. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!